I'm Gary Colley, your regular speaker on the program, and I'm delighted again today to greet you with the gospel of Christ. We are certainly hopeful that you are a continual listener to this program and that you will invite your friends to do the same. We always appreciate your comments concerning the work on this program, and we're hopeful that you will see it as your program, one that answers your Bible questions and speaks on your Bible topics. We're always grateful to hear from you. Our question for this week is, I find it interesting that Churches of Christ do not claim to be denominations. Would you please explain? In the 16th chapter of the book of Matthew, beginning verse 13, when Jesus came to the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" And they said, "Some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elijah or Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." But Jesus saith unto them, "Whom say ye that I am?" And Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say unto thee also that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatsoever thou shalt bind upon earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever thou shalt loose upon earth shall be loosed in heaven." Now this verse, of course, along with many other verses, shows us that Jesus intended and carried out his intentions to build the church. This, of course, was the body of Christ, the family of God. And it is that which is not a part of anything, such as denominationalism means. It means to be a part of something else. In the New Testament times, each local congregation of the saints was a church of Christ. For example, there was a church of Christ at Philippi, a church of Christ at Corinth, a church of Christ at Antioch. And so, when we read from Romans 16:16, where Paul said, "All the churches of Christ salute you," we realize that our text speaks of those who are churches of Christ in a collective sense. Now, a denomination, my friends, is a division. It is a party. It is a sect. It is one who is following its own body of teaching and not just what the Bible said. This is made certain by the fact that these have, in addition to the Bible, a creed or a prayer book or a confessional or a catechism, and all of these cause them to leave the perfection of the Word of God. While certain factions developed early in the history of the church at Corinth, yet there were no denominations even in that time, in the modern sense of the term. And you'll recall that Paul condemned the Corinthian brethren even for those divisions in 1 Corinthians 1, verse 10 through 13. But the term Churches of Christ, as is found in the text of Romans 16:16, does not refer to a variety of denominations, my friends, but to congregations of the same name and faith and worship and practice. Denominations are the byproducts of theology, and they have come about in modern times through the addition of human names and creeds and isms. We must not follow that. And this is the reason that the Churches of Christ do not claim to be a denomination. We simply want to follow the Bible. The seed of the kingdom is the Word of God, Luke 8 and verse 11. And we believe that men who obey the same thing now that was obeyed in the first century will be the same thing, simply the Church of Christ.